Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
Going back is Goodwin. He will turn and watch it fly. And the A's have taken the lead.
Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. A slider down and in.
This is the A's Total Access pregame show on A's Cast, home to Major League Baseball's number one podcast. Here is Chris Townsend.
It is a quick two-game set down in San Diego between the Athletics and the Padres. Cap will be on the mound for the Athletics, and Paddock will be on the hill for the Padres. Tomorrow it's going to be Snell up against Manaea. These are two good teams. These are two teams that are battling to get into the postseason. When you look at the Athletics, well, they're 56-45, five games back of the Astros, and they have a one-game lead over the Mariners for the last wild card spot. Meanwhile, the Padres, they're chasing the Giants and the Dodgers. The Giants lead that division by two over L.A. and San Diego by 5.5. And San Diego right now is in the wild card hunt. So it's going to be interesting. How's this going to play out? It's going to be exciting because they got some serious baseball fever down there in San Diego, and they've got the chains, and they're having a lot of fun. But it's time for the A's to get back on track because, boy, it was a rough weekend in Seattle as the A's were trying to split the four-game set, and they got off to the lead on Sunday in the top of the second inning.
Boy, they would love to get Piscotty going, huh, Ray?
Oh. They'd love to get a lot of guys going. They'd love to do what they did against the Mariners in the game that Gonzalez pitched when they had the last three innings crooked numbers.
Six runs in the seventh. Here's the 1-1 to Stevens. Swung on and drilled to left center. Kelnick back at the track over his head off the wall. The A's have taken the lead. Chapman has scored. Piscotty goes to second with a double. And the A's lead 1-0 in the second. Piscotty drills a two-base hit off the wall in left center. And the A's have the early lead.
And then the very next inning, Matt Olson would do this.
2-0 pitch, and that has hit the deep right field, and the A's lead it 2-0. On its way and gone for Matt Olson, his 27th home run of the year. Fourth against Gonzalez, and there was little doubt where that one was ending up. It's 2-0 Oakland. Great to see that Matt Olson continues his great stretch into and coming out of the All-Star break. Seven home runs in his last 16 games.
So the Athletics have a 2-0 lead heading to the bottom of the third, but then here come the Mariners.
And the first pitch is pulled, and into right field, a base hit. Crawford is home, Haniger behind him, and he will score without a throw. A headlong slide into third is France, and the game is tied at two. Kyle Seager doesn't waste any time and yanks one into right field. And the troubles continue for the A's as their 2-0 lead is gone. 2-2, it hit hard into the hole, a base hit, and a run is in. France waltzes home from third base. It's 3-2 Seattle. Seager up to second base as Torrens delivers his 25th RBI. Ahead of another batter, can't finish him off, and they drive in another two-out run.
And once again, try to go inside with a fastball, do not get it in. If you're going to pitch a fastball inside to a right-hander and you're not overpowering, it has to be well off the plate to set up the sinker away, changeup away.
Here comes the 1-0. Swung on, lifted towards center field. Not very deep, charging in as Ramon comes in, slides, has it, drops it. It's in play, and around third to score is Seager. Over to third base goes Torrens, and another run is home for the Mariners. Their lead up to 4-2. And, oh, man.
Seth Brown would come into the game, and he'd go deep in the seventh inning. That'd make it 4-3. And then the A's had a chance in the ninth. Matt Chapman would get hit by the pitch. He's on first base, and Mitch Moreland would do this.
And now the 0-2 pitch is swung on and bounced through into left for a hit. Chapman goes to second, turning second. Nobody's at third. The throw now. Seager is there. The throw, and he's out. And Chapman is cut down at third base. On a base hit to left by Mitch Moreland. And that's how the second out is recorded in the ninth inning. And Chapman, I'm not sure that he's sure that he was out. Remember in the shift, and Seager was shaded well over toward left. And as Chapman was rounding third, Seager was able to backtrack Ray and get back to the bag.
Yeah.
And they're applying the tag on Chapman for out number two in the ninth.
And unfortunately, I think he's out because it looked like it got him on the back before his hand got to the bag.
The final in Seattle, 4-3. The Mariners take the game, and the A's continue to struggle in series. Their last 10 series, they are 2-7-1. But now you got a quick two-game set in San Diego. We talk to Ray Fossey next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber. Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
A's fans, New Era Cap is proud to be the official cap of your Oakland Athletics. Next time you visit the Coliseum, be sure to drop by the New Era Cap stand to pick up your A's New Era Authentic Collection cap. Remember, you can always visit us at neweracap.com to shop our latest selection, including our limited edition and exclusive drops. New Era Cap, the official on-field cap of Major League Baseball.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Services' newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling it?
She now needs next-day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
This is A's Total Access.
You're ready for the A's and the Padres right here on A's Cast. How are you, Ray Fossey?
I'm doing well, Tony. How you doing, buddy?
We are doing well, and I got to ask you, when you heard that they traded Kendall Graveman, the Mariners, to the Houston Astros, and for nothing, they just gave him away, and he only makes $500,000, what were your first thoughts?
I was thinking that Jerry DePoto is at it again. That, you know, DePoto is the type of general manager that, you know, if I'm a Mariners fan, they're so close, the way they're playing, a big, big win, and all of a sudden, you know, they just, a dagger in the heart. It's just something that I'm a little bit surprised, but from the Astros standpoint, I mean, it just solidifies their bullpen, something that they had been looking for. You know, Press had been doing a good job and has continued. But, you know, to get somebody like Kendall Graveman with the minimal amount of money that he's making and the fact that he has turned himself into an outstanding reliever just, you know, sets himself apart. And I was shocked, just like, probably like everybody else.
For a 37-year-old right-handed pitcher who's got an ERA over 7 and a kid that can't hit, that's all you had to give up? And I'm thinking to myself, Ray, there's 28 other teams that you could have done business with. Why would you do it with a team that cheated you and it's in your division and you're chasing them?
Well, mainly within your division and you're chasing them. I think that's the biggest thing, because if you're that's usually something that is not done. You usually do not make a trade within a division that, especially with a team that you're trying to chase like that. So I'm just totally shocked. But, you know, Jerry DePoto, the old saying is that if you're with him and you're any good, you got a pretty good chance of being traded. You know, we used to have that sometimes, you know, with teams I played for, that if you had any sort of a decent year, you're going to be traded because you might make too much money. But that's not the case in today's world. So I don't know, Tony. I'm just totally shocked that it happened. But it definitely makes the Astros the team to beat, and especially in the Western Division, and it really makes it an uphill battle for the Athletics to try to overcome them.
No doubt. I mean, great move for getting Chafin in from Chicago. What do you think about that, a hard-throwing lefty?
You know, I think that's good. He seems to be very personable, and, you know, I think his comment was to his manager, have one bad outing and you trade me. So it's good that, you know, you get a good reliever, and I've always thought that if you could solidify your bullpen just like what the Astros did with Kendall Graveman as, you know, potential closer, but, you know, from the A standpoint, getting a reliever that can help them, I think that kind of sets them apart too, that that they can be good. And, you know, it really helps them in the bullpen now because they have another lefty to go along with Diekman. And, you know, anytime you can have a couple of lefties out of a bullpen, that makes it that much better.
Yeah, and the good thing, Ray, compared to a lot of these other teams, is the A's don't need starters. I mean, they've had the same five guys take the ball over and over again. What a luxury that has been for Bob Melvin, for David Forrest, and Billy Beane. I mean, you know, for years they've been patchworking these rotations. But, Ray, talk about that, how they've been a solid five.
They've been outstanding. And I think the guy pitching tonight in Kaprielian is one that's really stepped up as being somebody who has taken over to make it a full five-man rotation, that every fifth day somebody can take the ball and have a chance to win. And, you know, it's going to go back to the same thing with the offense, that, you know, until the offense really starts clicking, no matter what the pitching and the defense does, it's still going to be tough to win ball games. But you're right, as far as the rotation, it's been great. Don't have to worry about them. And, David and Billy did with regard to getting some bullpen help, you know, maybe that'd be something. At least they got them some help, and that's the biggest thing. And, you know, going back to what the Mariners, I remember several years ago when maybe the last year they had success, and it was Edgar Martinez said, just give us somebody, trade for somebody to let us know that you're really concerned about us. So, the Astros definitely did that, and just like when they got Greinke and Verlander a couple of years ago. But this time they get a pretty good guy out of the bullpen. And I think that he was at the top of the list of guys to be traded, but not the way the Mariners started to play. And I think that's what really shocked everybody.
Well, you got to score some runs in this quick two-game set, Ray, because, as you know, the Padres score runs.
They do, and I think I've heard you say that they've got some flair as well, especially a guy named Tatis Jr. And, you know, he really kind of overshadowed his the guy next to him, Manny Machado. So I think that's, you know, that and then they get Frazier on top of it. So, I don't know. It's just one of those things that at the time of the year that everybody's excited about, and we're approaching it on what, Friday, that it has to be completed by Friday. And is it the beginning? Who knows? But definitely a lot of things have already happened that maybe were unexpected, and especially with the Astros getting Kendall Graveman.
All right, Ray, have a great call. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Tony, you take care, buddy. Have a good day.
The great Ray Fossey. We got more coming up next right here on A's Total Access.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
You're home after a long day preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
AceCast is your home for nonstop A's baseball.
The 3-2 pitch is swung on a high fly ball. Left field, Yastrzemski back at the track to the wall. He'll watch it fly. And they've done it again in the ninth inning.
Out on the run is Lariano, and he makes the catch. An amazing catch. Sails a throw back to first base. And this is in time on the fly from Ramon Laureano.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
Well, earlier today on A's Cast Live, there was trades being made, and we had Mark Feinsand on the program talking about some of these deals. Sounds like things are going to start heating up here in Major League Baseball before the trade deadline.
Well, they really have to, don't they? We're only a few days out from the deadline, and there are a lot of contenders in need of a lot of different things and a lot of sellers looking to dump those players before they hit free agency, or in some cases, with some years of control left, just trying to acquire some prospects to help them further going down the line. So, you have to think there's going to be a lot of movement between now and Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Well, I know for us, getting Chafin is going to be great for this show because he's going to be a phenomenal interview. This guy's really out there. What'd you think about that move for the A's helping out their bullpen?
Yeah, you know, Chafin's been a really good pitcher for a while and obviously a good late inning guy who isn't really fazed by much. I think he was definitely a good addition for an A's team that needed a little bit of a boost in the bullpen. I'm not sure they're even done. There could be more bullpen help on the way. There's a lot of relievers out there. And, that's the most competitive area leading up to the deadline is definitely going to be the bullpen. You talk about some of the big names, the Chris Bryants, Trevor Stories, et cetera. Teams have to match up with teams that have needs at those positions. Every contender out there needs bullpen help, whether you're the Astros, the A's, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Padres, everybody needs bullpen help. So those relievers are going to likely bring back the biggest returns.
You know, it's so interesting when you're one of the sellers and you have a piece that other people want, you want to hold on to it as long as you can to get the best deal. But then again, you don't want to get stuck keeping that piece. Just talk about that dance between the buyers and the sellers as we get closer to the deadline.
Yeah, well, that's why I think the relievers, you're going to see a lot of those guys wait until Friday to move because the fact that so many teams are in need of bullpen help, you can, if you're a seller, you can get, two, three, four, five teams in a bidding war for a guy, Craig Kimbrell, Richard Rodriguez in Pittsburgh, Ian Kennedy in Texas. Guys are going to want those pitchers. And if you can, as the deadline gets closer, that urgency is created and the bids can go up. With the position players, it's not as cut and dry. And, if you've got one or two teams that are interested in a Chris Bryant, in a Trevor Story, then you have to decide, is the price that's on the table the best we're going to get? And is that price worth it compared to making them a qualifying offer when they hit free agency and getting the compensatory draft picks at the end of the first round? So there's a little bit of a dance there. Like I said, the market is a little narrower for the position players, which is why I think you could see those guys move in advance of the deadline.
So you've been tweeting about Max Scherzer and where he potentially could be going, leaving the Nationals and trading away the three-time Cy Young Award winner. Where do you think he ends up on the West Coast, or do you think he ends up on the East Coast?
I would put my money down on the West Coast. I've talked to some sources who said that he has a strong preference for going out West. He wants to go to a team that he could potentially re-sign with next year. You know, the Nationals are in a bit of a downturn, and there's some question whether they're going to be real contenders next year. And Max Scherzer, you know, going on his 37th birthday, is at a spot in his career where, you know, staying in a rebuilding situation and is probably not what he's looking for. So you look at the Dodgers, you look at the Padres, you look at the Giants. All three of those teams have the financial wherewithal to re-sign him. They're all contenders. They've all got great cores. And, you know, it would not surprise me at all if he winds up on one of those NL West contenders.
And with the Dodgers, you still have, wouldn't you say, the unknown of what's going to happen with Trevor Bauer and his problems away from the field.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, Clayton Kershaw's on the injured list. So the Dodgers rotation, as good as the Dodgers are, there are some questions there. Julio Urias has already surpassed his career high in innings. So you have to wonder, you know, how much can the Dodgers count on him come the end of the season? You know, Kershaw's health is a question. Bauer's future in general, not just for this season, but long term is a question. So adding Scherzer to that rotation would certainly be a boost for the Dodgers as they try to figure out a way to repeat as World Series champs.
The amount of star power in Southern California right now with all the great players on the Dodgers roster. Obviously, they just won the World Series. You got Otani, you got Trout, you got Rendon in Orange County. Then you got Tatis, you got Machado. I mean, just talk about just the firepower and the star power between those three teams in Southern California.
It's really amazing. It's almost become the epicenter of Major League Baseball when you think about the stars that are out there. With, you know, you didn't mention Mookie Betts is one of the best players in the game. You know, Betts, Trout, Tatis, Machado, Bellinger, Otani. You've got just some incredible players playing within 90 minutes of each other. And the fact that two of them, the Padres and the Dodgers, are, you know, rivals in that NL West, forget the fact that a few hours up north, you've got the Giants having this unbelievable season. Sort of what people expected to be sort of a last hurrah as guys like Posey and Crawford and Belt are heading towards free agency. The Giants are going to have a lot of money to spend this winter too, so they're not going to go away quietly. You know, they may bring some of those guys back. They may go out and, you know, bring in some other free agents. So California is really very impressive in general. And of course, you know, the A's have been a contender all year, and every year people sort of underrate what Oakland's going to be going into the season. And then every year Oakland goes out there and just continues to play winning baseball. So really, really fun time to be a baseball fan in California.
No doubt about it. To hear the entire interview, you go to athletics.com/A's Cast. Coming up next, we got more for you as we get ready for the A's and the Padres right here on A's Cast.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com. Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Bay Area locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
A's fans, New Era Cap is proud to be the official cap of your Oakland Athletics. Next time you visit the Coliseum, be sure to drop by the New Era Cap stand to pick up your A's New Era Authentic Collection cap. Remember, you can always visit us at neweracap.com to shop our latest selection, including our limited edition and exclusive drops. New Era Cap, the official on-field cap of Major League Baseball.
Z
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
This is your A's right fielder, Stephen Piscotty. Stay tuned as more baseball is on the way.
Here is Vince Catronio with one of the greatest games in Oakland A's history.
The summer of 2002 was the greatest 3 weeks in Oakland history. The A's record-setting 20-game winning streak at the time gave A's fans an incredible ride of emotion. But the streak that began on August 13th didn't really have late drama until near the end of the run. As the calendar turned to September, Oakland didn't have a walk-off win in the streak until Game 18. And on September 2nd, 2002, the A's welcomed in the Kansas City Royals, poised to tie the American League record for longest win streak in history. And that game is number 18 on our top 50 list of Oakland's greatest games. Barry Zito started that night against Runelvis Hernandez. Zito won game one of the streak in game 5 and 10 and 15. With an off day prior to his start, Zito stayed on turn and was on point in the top of the first.
And Zito's 2-2 pitch to Beltran. Swing and a miss. Got it with a breaking ball in the inside corner. That big, sharp breaking ball from Zito, and Barry has his first strikeout.
A Monday night crowd of nearly 30,000 was on hand staring at history. But this would not be easy as two unlikely power sources got to Zito in the top of the third.
And the 1-0 pitch is hit to left field, and it's hit well. It's way back. Justice going back to the wall. Leaps. It's off the wall. Did it go? I think it went. It's a home run. And the Royals have a 1-0 lead.
I think the ball ticked off of Justice's glove, Steve.
It hit the palm of his glove.
Yep.
Not even the webbing. Just looking at the replay, it hit off the palm of his glove and hopped right over the fence for a home run. And if David didn't make contact, it would have just hit off the wall and probably been a two-base hit. So here's A.J. Hinch. And Hinch hits it to left field and hits it well. Justice going back. He's looking up. It's gone. Back-to-back home runs on back-to-back pitches by the bottom of the order. Nathy Perez and A.J. Hinch. And it's 2-0 Kansas City.
Well, this is shades of the ninth inning yesterday.
The Royals kept the pressure on Zito in the following inning as a Luis Ordaz sack fly extended the lead and Carlos Beltran came to the plate to frustrate Barry and the A's in the fourth.
2-2 the count, and Zito back to the plate. Fastball hit up the middle. Base hit to center field. Pass Zito beyond Tejada. Two runs will score, and the Kansas City Royals lead this one 5-0.
By the time David Justice ended his career in 2002 as an A, he already won a Rookie of the Year award, won the World Series in 95 with Atlanta, and was MVP of the 2000 ALCS for the Yankees. A stylish player still armed with a smooth swing, Justice made his mark on the streak in the bottom of the fifth following a Jermaine Dye single.
Here's Hernandez out of the stretch, and the 2-0 is a swing and a drive down the right field line, hooking in the corner right down the line. Gone! And the A's are on the board. A two-run shot by David Justice. 5-2, Kansas City. Has a chance to let loose. They've got a long ways to go, but they've cut the lead down to 3.
Zito got through 6 innings, but the A's still trailed. Hernandez went back out for the bottom of the 6th and walked the first batter, Ray Durham, and then upstep Scott Hatterberg.
And now Hernandez, reading Hinch. He's set. Durham not running. 2-2, a drive to right center up the alley. Nobody's going to catch that, and it goes to the wall. Durham is around second. He's rounding third. He will score easily. Hatterberg goes to second with a double, and the A's are down by 2. They're coming back. Scott Hatterberg continues a great weekend.
Miguel Tejada stepped in and singled to end the night for the Royals right-hander. Tony Pena brought in lefty Scott Mullen to face Eric Chavez, but he couldn't stop this oncoming train.
Infield back up the middle for 2, and the pitch to Chavez on the way. Here's a shot up the middle, base hit, center field. Hatterberg
Hoiberg scores. Tejada rounding second will hold on. And Chavez on the first pitch from Scott Mullen bashes a single to center. Driving in Hedeberg. And it's 5-4 Kansas City. It's only the sixth inning, and the Coliseum is cooking.
One out later, following a double steal, Justice put the cap on his great night, bringing the A's all the way back.
The crowd rising is one, and the 3-2 to Justice, swinging and drive to right base hit. Tejada scores. Chavez to third. The ball's bobbled and right by Kyle. Chavez scores. Justice goes to second, and the A's have taken the lead.
Oakland held the lead until the top of the eighth, when the Royals tied the game at six on a double play ball. In the top of the ninth, with Billy Koch pitching, Oakland found themselves in another jam with the bases loaded and one out. But the soon-to-be hero in an MVP season was in the right place at the right time to end the inning, starting a double play.
Pitch, fastball, bouncy ball up the middle towards second. Tejada on the bag, one over to first, double play! Incredible!
Terrence Long began the bottom of the ninth with a triple, but he was forced at home after two intentional walks on a grounder by Hedeberg. That sent Tejada to the plate, who walked off the Minnesota Twins the previous game to extend the streak to 18, and he had more Mickey magic in him.
So they have Sweeney, Tucker, and Ordaz on the right side, and Perez playing at shortstop, and over now at third base is Alisea, and Miguel Tejada is up for the A's. And wouldn't this be fitting? And the MVP chant. One out, bases loaded. Two outfielders, Ibanez and Beltran playing shallow. Five infielders, one out, ninth inning in a 6-6 tie. Grimsley ready. He deals. And it's a line drive, base hit, center field! Greg Meyer scores from third! Tejada wins another ball game! 19 straight for the Athletics! They've tied the all-time American League record! The 1906 White Sox, the 1947 New York Yankees have company. And if that isn't another MVP statement by Miguel Tejada, I don't know what is.
Game 19 of the incredible 20-game winning streak, September 2nd, 2002, is number 18 on our top 50 list of Oakland's greatest games.
That is just great stuff. It's just so much fun to go back and listen to those. But we got to focus on tonight. It's the A's and the Padres coming your way right here on A's Cast. And you're listening to A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber. For all your building and remodeling needs.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
Hey, A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered. Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
And it's time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Well, we don't have an injury report today, but we're going to talk about the trade. Andrew Chafin, the left-hander from the Chicago Cubs, traded over to the A's, a 2.06 ERA. Opponent's batting average is just 154, fantastic in 43 relief appearances, and he's third among National League relievers in opponent's OPS at 461. Here's Bob Melvin on the trade.
Yeah, he fits in nicely. I mean, anytime you get another quality left-hander like him, who, if you look at his numbers, gets righties out as well, it adds to our depth and, you know, allows us to, whenever we need to, shorten the game and not have to throw too much at Deke all the time. So this is a good pickup for us. Really good.
Yeah, there's no question about it. He is definitely going to help. And then you got to ask the skipper, how exactly are you going to use him?
I don't know yet. We'll see how it plays out. I mean, it allows us to do things a little bit differently early in the game if need be. But his role is typically been, you know, a matchup lefty and for the most part late in games.
And then he talked about his conversation with the left-hander.
He's a little bit of a free spirit, so he should fit in pretty well here. I just talked to him a little bit last night when the trade went down, and then he just got here at 3 o'clock today, so just real briefly. But my guess is he's gonna fit right in here.
Yeah, he's a character. Oh, he's perfect for this clubhouse. Coming up next, Jesse Rogers from Chicago. He'll join us right here on A's Total Access.
Swung on, driven to left center field. Buxton going back to the track. He's right.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com. Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
This is A's Total Access.
Jesse Rogers works for ESPN, and he works out of Chicago, so he knows the Cubs as good as anybody. We started our conversation with him talking about the trade. Well, we know Chafin has been really good for the Cubs, and the A's have acquired him. He's a character. Tell us what we're getting with this left-hander.
Yeah, I think Chicago kind of brought out his personality. It was kind of hidden, I believe, in Arizona. Fun guy. I mean, he looks like an old school guy. He belongs in the 70s. He's got the mustache going, the goofy hair. He belongs in the bullpen in the 70s smoking a cigarette. That's the look, and he plays it up. You know, I don't know, again, if people sort of brought that out of him previously, but I think his personality really, really shined in Chicago. So you'll see that, and you'll see some devastating stuff. He doesn't really trick you. I mean, it's just good hard fastball, some decent off speed. And that's it. He comes right at you. So I think it just sort of all came together for him this year. I don't think there was any sort of magic formula. Relievers are volatile. Sometimes they have good years that sort of come out of nowhere. Other times, bad ones. This is one of those good ones for Chafin. Let's see if it continues.
Well, last night was just an unbelievable walk-off. The way that went down, Javi Baez, and then you turn around and go, wait a minute, scratch from the lineup tonight? What's going on there, Wrigley Field?
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. Everyone's making a big deal out of this. He had a bruised heel. He didn't start yesterday, so he pinch hit. He won the game. Yeah, he had some antics with Amir Garrett. It's like old news. These two have battled before. I don't think even Reds players are that upset at Javi for getting a little demonstrative after the fact. Amir Garrett's kind of a villain, and I think in his own locker room sometimes. So He gave it a try pregame today. He's not going to start. He's not getting traded tonight, and I don't think he's going to be traded this week. He is a free agent at the end of this year. So to me, it's much ado about nothing. I think other people maybe from the outside looking in are wondering what's going on. But he's got a bad heel. He hurt it a couple days ago, and you know maybe he pinch hits and wins it again tonight. But let me tell you something. I mentioned before we went on about bullpen guys with bad ERAs. Amir Garrett, what is he doing in baseball, to be honest? What is he doing pitching on a major league mound with a 7-plus ERA? Every time he enters the game, the other team scores. The Reds' bullpen is the worst in baseball. Amir Garrett's a big part of it. So forget about all the antics. He's a bad pitcher right now.
Well, I got to tell you, we just got done with a four-game set in Seattle. Every game is well over 3 hours. Not a whole lot of action. Not a whole lot of balls put in play. I don't know what the commissioner's office can do, but at some point, they're going to have to start looking around going, this game at times is unwatchable.
Yes, and that's the thing. Some will say it's a great game, but there are more and more. I mean, it is a great game if you just look at it from 30,000 feet, but more and more nights are like you're talking about. Last night was a great example. I mean, it's a 9-inning, 6-5 game. Granted, it's a close game. It's 6-5, not 13-12, over 4 hours. I'm talking about Wrigley Field last night.
Yeah.
Over 4 hours to complete a 9-inning game that isn't 21-20, right? I mean, 6-5. So this is the problem. Games like that, 3-2 go, you know, 3-2, 2-1 go on forever. Once in a while, you get a huge high-scoring game. Okay, that deserves 4 hours, but there's more and more games like you're talking about. They're searching. They're searching for answers. I think a pitch clock is going to be one of them, and I think that impacts the hitter as much as the pitcher. I see many hitters stepping out. Jose Abreu of the White Sox comes to mind. Pitch clock is coming. I truly believe that's going to speed things up more than anything. I think they're going to regulate the shift. I really do. It's not just about more action in terms of base hits. It's less of these lefties trying to launch the ball, which means less strikeouts and actually, you know, moving things around. The Cubs trade for Dykeman yesterday, I think that's an old school trade for a player, 50 walks, 60 strikeouts, 433 on base percentage. To me, that's a Jed Hoyer, Theo Epstein throwback trade. That's a money ball trade. I think those guys are going to start to get more sort of prominence, maybe even get paid more and more as this game tries to turn back into more contact. I think Dykeman's a great example of a player that the Cubs coveted. They may not have in the last 5 years. They were looking for launch angle. Now it's starting to turn.
You know, we got a couple buddies who are broadcasters down at Low A, and they go, oh, the pitch clock works. The games are a lot faster. They're not playing three-hour games down there. So hopefully we will see that at some point. Getting back to the trading deadline, and you're in Chicago, what are you hearing about their star players? Are they going to get moved?
A few of them are. Not the biggest of names. I don't think Javi Baez is getting moved. I don't think Anthony Rizzo is getting moved. Obviously, Chris Bryant could be because he's been on the block for 2 years. Jed Hoyer has to hear the right thing in return. He's not going to just give him away. And I know that's a cliche. Of course, he's not going to give him away. But especially a sort of what we call legacy player. I'm stealing that from Buster Olney. There's a legacy player drafted here, won an MVP. You don't just give him away for a Class A prospect. If they don't like the right deal, he'll stay. He'll get the qualifying offer, and they'll get the compensation that way. But I do think there's a good chance Bryant goes to the Mets, Kimbrel to the Dodgers, maybe the Padres, maybe the Red Sox, Astros. I mean, if you're a World Series contender, you want Craig Kimbrel. He's the final piece to a puzzle. So I think it's Kimbrel, it's Bryant. I think Zach Davies could head out west. I think Ryan Tepera could go to the White Sox. I think there's a lot of pitchers that could go more than the position players.
To hear the entire interview, you go to athletics.com/A'sCast. Coming up next, it's the Bob Melvin Show right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. A's fans, join us for the biggest music festival in the fall. It's the inaugural Battle Axe and Tracks Music Festival, held October 2nd and 3rd in Carson City, Nevada. Grammy Award nominees Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Larkin Poe, Samantha Fish, and North Mississippi All-Stars are just four of the 15 acts. Festival activities also include axe throwing and Freedom Rail Bike Tours. Tickets on sale now with VIP two-day and single-day tickets available. Check out the full schedule at battleaxeandtracks.com. That's Battle Axe and Tracks.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente.
If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Service's newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling it?
She now needs next day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're home after a long day, preparing dinner, when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're very welcome.
Honey, what are you doing?
Oh, you know, learning how to be a hibachi chef.
Why?
Well, it was so easy to get an auto loan from Navy Federal Credit Union, I needed something more challenging.
Heads up!
Do not throw that shrimp at me.
With decisions in seconds and rates as low as 1.79% APR, Navy Federal makes it so easy to finance a car.
Onion volcano!
You might want to try harder things. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Rates subject to change and are based on creditworthiness. Advertised rate available for new vehicles. Insured by NCUA.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
The A's are in San Diego on this Tuesday, a little home and home between the A's and the Padres. Two games down there this week and two at the Coliseum next week. And but let's talk about the news from late yesterday, and that is the acquisition of the reliever Andrew Chafin, who's been one of the better lefties in the NL for the last several years. What are your thoughts on adding Chafin to your bullpen?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, and obviously the players love the fact that we're getting supported here, and you're always looking for, you know, upgrades as you go along, especially this time of year. So, you know, not only do we get a quality left-hander, we've seen some in the past with Arizona, but also the little bit of lift that the team gets from these type of acquisitions. And, you know, I think it also plays a little bit that the fact that he's been in the National League his whole career, that maybe some of the teams in the American League haven't seen him either. So not only has quality stuff, it's sometimes an acquired taste for a guy like him.
I wanted to follow up on what you mentioned about the boost in the clubhouse, Bob, because the A's have been in contention a lot. Normally, the A's make moves. How many times, and maybe you could, it's hard to quantify, talk about the boost that you do get and how it resonates in the clubhouse when you make a deadline deal.
It really does. And just it can be the opposite, too, and that if nothing's done, that, you know, it can be a little bit of a demoralizer. I mean, we try to stay pretty focused on, you know, the guys we have here and try not to expect too much. Just know that we have a quality group here that we think we can win with. And then every time you get an addition like this, it just makes you feel that much more confident, that much better that everybody's kind of on the same page where we are as a team.
The fact that his numbers are good, Bob, against lefties and righties really helps with the three batter limit.
It does. You know, that's been, you know, a little different twist for teams targeting left-handers the last few years is the three batter minimum. So, you know, with pinch hitting these days too, you need guys that can get righties out. Jake's always been that guy, and Andrew's that guy as well. So, you know, you look at some of the numbers in the middle of their order, some of their righties are hitting way lower against lefties too here for the Padres. So my guess is our lefties will get some work this series.
Pretty tough lineup you're facing these next 2 days, right?
Yeah, and they got an addition too, so they should feel good about that as well. But, you know, we've seen them over the years. We see them in spring training. They get better and better every year and have some really high-profile players here too. So they're having a good season, and, you know, we
we look to have a spirited couple games against them. We know we're going to get them back at home at our place too. So this would be a good time to win a couple games and, you know, get on a better track that we've been on here recently.
So the pitchers are hitting in these two games, Bob, and looking at your bench, it's not every day you have a 5-man bench. How do you look at that? And as you make out your lineup, are you also thinking about possible pinch hitting opportunities when you play in the National League?
Yeah, and you're trying to target matchups, and you know there's going to be pinch hitting, and sometimes we do it with the position players. So trying to target certain parts of the lineup, you make your lineup out where you can potentially double switch as well. And then, you know, you have guys that probably play a little better off the bench and have, you know, can use in any number of roles during the course of a game, Tony Kemp being one of those guys. So it's nice to have a guy like Tony that can pinch hit, lead off an inning for you, come in for defense, pinch run, a lot of things that probably show up in a National League game more than the American League.
You know, Seth Brown came off the bench, hit a pinch hit home run for you in Seattle on Sunday, Bob. But I'm looking at Seth and his numbers. He has 12 home runs in less than 200 at-bats, but he's hitting just over 200. As you look at Seth, what does he need to do? What can take him to the next level with his offensive game?
Well, consistency, that's with anybody, but we've seen stretches where he's been really hot and we've hit him, you know, fourth or fifth in the lineup, and then you go through some tougher stretches, and when you go through those, typically you don't get to play as much, so it's tough to get consistent at bats and try to go that route. So, you know, it's just the kind of role of a guy that's not solidified at the major league yet, but boy, does he have the ability to do it. Power always plays in his game. He's always one swing away from putting a couple runs up on the board. So when he's swinging well, we try to get him in the lineup, and tonight's one of those nights.
It's only one at bat, but does James Caprillion look like he can handle the bat a little bit?
I was surprised at how well he swung the bat in batting practice this week. He had some power. He hit the ball out of the ballpark a few times, which kind of surprised me. I don't think we look to him to be an offensive force for today, but if he can get on base one time or drop a bunt down and move somebody up, I think that's probably a positive.
All right, and that's the Bo Mel Show for today, and Chris Townsend will send things back down to you.
Well, you've been listening to A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. Coming up next, it's the A's, it's the Padres, game one of two, right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers, because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
So sorry. We'll be right with you.
Who's got table six?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.